The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Oh, man.
That was a violent reach over. It's like he looked like he was teaching you how to drive. That's what it looked like. Adam looked like he was teaching you how to drive, and he reached right over. It looked like you were about to drive into oncoming traffic.
I know, and I feel like, make mistakes.
I feel like I just might have just got out of an accident where I was on oncoming traffic. Guys, what a fucking... Am I allowed to say fuck this early into the video?
You did.
I did.
You
I said
yeah,
that.
You already did.
Can't pull the punch. Pull what a damn game. I mean, did we end on the spot we wanted to? Crack him if you got him.
Crack him if you got him.
Yeah, you're right. We were talking moments ago. I felt like, I don't know, this was one of the better feeling losses that I've had. It's not necessarily that I, this is like a bad loss, obviously, in terms of
standings, implications,
et cetera. But in terms of, in comparison, sorry, to the previous two losses, this one kind of felt the best.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Well, it wasn't a beatdown, right? The Cards game, we got smoked. The Niners game, we were so excited, kind of like we were excited for this one, and then we got smoked. Whereas today, the game was a game until the very final whistle, till the very last play of the game. So obviously, yeah. Obviously that's nice to see that we can compete with the best teams in the league, but it's still... As far as playoff implications go and record-wise, you still really want to win this one at the link, kind of almost even yourself up with the Eagles. We would have been 6-2. The Eagles would have been 7-2, making the next time we meet them a huge game. Now it's kind of like the Eagles are running away, and we have to hope that other teams do what we wanted to do. We have to hope other teams beat the Eagles now if we want to have a chance to win the division. Which I don't like that. I don't like having to depend on other teams to beat Philadelphia, where we could have beat them in our first matchup and almost been in control of our own destiny.
Yeah.
Can you give Kilo's asking if you could give the refs a fuck you, dickhead? This one goes out to the fucking Zebras, even though that was your favorite Zebra team out there, AJ.
You dickhead.
All right.
Wait.
The thing with there felt like there was a penalty on every play, didn't it? At the end? The first half didn't seem too bad, but the second half, and I'm not just saying on the Cowboys, the Eagles also got their fair share of penalties. The only reason we had a chance to get to 1st and 5 at the end of the game was because the Eagles had a bunch of penalties, but it was like, I don't know, just a lot of flags. Well, I don't know the stats on it, but it felt like a very heavily flagged game.
David Lawrence in the chat saying, I ain't going to lie, we look like the better team. Big O Chubbs is saying, look at the stats. Dallas is the better team. So I'm excited to see what we got stat-wise here.
CeeDee Lamb, 191 yards. No tugs, but damn. CeeDee Lamb has been on fire the last 3 weeks. Really taking it to the cake. We finally broke the A.J. Brown 125-plus yards a game record that was going. He only had 66 yards, but he also had a touchdown. Oh, I don't have the screen on, so I don't really know.
You're going to put the screen on. Gus says, I have to tip my hat to Dak and Lamb. They really played out their minds today. James Knight says, Terrence Steele is the new Flazell Adams, if you know, you know.
And Terrence Steele had such an awful game.
Cowboy Joe says, I feel comfortable going forward. Oh, you want to bring you got the stats?
Well, I don't think any of us feel bad.
I have an answer to a bunch of the questions that were asked, but there were so many questions that where are we going to go for answers? You know?
You're just going to go top to bottom for us, Way J.
Well, I'm going to try to remember them all. Cowboys actually ended up with, Cowboys are on the left here, sorry. So Cowboys, both teams, 10 penalties. Cowboys had 10 penalties for 83 yards, so an 8.3 average, and the Eagles, 98 yards.
So there was lots of penalties called.
Lots of penalties called, even though.
Even, yeah.
So let's not.
And, you can't use the refs as an excuse for the loss because it went both ways.
And to be quite honest, I don't really feel, even though there was that one call against Gilmore for the pass interference.
Yeah, that was bad.
Move the Eagles down the field. But even there, I'm like, I don't feel like there was any, egregious or bad call. Maybe bad's the right word. Just make it simple.
Game changing.
Yeah.
I don't think the refs, there wasn't a play at the end of the game. No. I was like, holy fuck, that was so bad that just lost the whole game.
So I just want to toss that whole narrative out of the.
But it did feel like there was a flag on it. Like the narrative, they're feeling like there was a flag on every fucking play. It did feel like that.
But what I'm saying.
And it makes, because 10 on either side, it was.
Yes.
It did feel like there was a flag on every fucking play or every third
but
play.
But I don't feel like you're making the argument. We're not making the argument, if I can include you with me, that the refs lost the Cowboys the game.
No, I don't think they did. Right. Okay. It's just more annoying just seeing every time there's a big play in you cheer and then there's a flag for someone. Granted, when it went the Cowboys' way, I was also cheering about it.
Man, but guys, we got to talk about CeeDee Lamb's performance over the last three games.
Crack and player of the game.
Exactly. Crack and player. When Dak needs to throw the ball, he goes to his boy CeeDee Lamb, who 11, 191. No tutties, but still 191 yards, man.
It's nothing to scoff at.
Keeps going.
It just keeps going up. He broke his record from last week for most career yards in a game. He broke it this week, so it's nice to see.
And also, Jake Ferguson 7 for 91 and a touchdown.
Ferguson's coming alive. CeeDee Lamb's coming for life. And Tolbert had a great game. Had his first touchdown. Had a bunch of yards. But I did find it weird that they threw to Tolbert, and by them I mean Dak.
Yeah.
On that fourth down, like the fourth down where it was man coverage, we were all talking, who should we go to? My picks were CeeDee Lamb and then Ferguson. They were the guys making plays, right? And then it was just weird that we went to Tolbert. That was a weird play. I'll have to look back at that, but it just seems strange.
Weird play, but okay. Let's get away from the good here. We've been circling the good. Let's go to the bad and let's actually unpack this game. What were some things that you did not like to see tonight? Pick one. Let's go around the room.
It's funny because it's actually tough for me because it was such a good game. And if we win at the end, it's completely, we're talking about how dominant we looked, right? So it's tough in a loss like this to find something that was.
Can I give an example?
Would you just start because I'm having a tough time picking one for myself.
Cowboys going 3 and out at the beginning.
Yeah, that's shitty.
Let's go nitpicky because that is the end of this game because they Dak's big fat floppy feet stepped out of bounds, cost us the two points which he was going to get, but had the Cowboys gone down and got 3 points, just doing football math, it doesn't really add up at the end of an actual game, but let's just put 3 points on. Now they are kicking to tie the game instead of trying to get a touchdown.
Well, I'm actually going to go left of what you just said, but just because you're given situations. The biggest point that I can see or the biggest or shittiest player for the Cowboy tonight was Terrence Steele. He was awful.
Oh,
Terrence Steele was absolutely awful.
Absolutely.
And
that one play where he was like,
he's playing wide out. He's playing wide and he's trying to beat Reddick to the outside, but he gave so much room and he isn't quick enough to then beat him to the inside. And then at the end of the game, just Terrence Steele was the worst player on the Cowboys because everyone else played decently well. But every time there was a big play for the Eagles, it felt like it was because Terrence Steele didn't do his job for the when there was a big play for the Eagles defense.
Yeah, you took my Terrence Steele. I think the one area that I think we are still struggling with, it shows it all season long. If it was different previous games coming into the Eagles Cowboys game and they stopped our run game, I would maybe not say this, but I think our run game is in major trouble. It hasn't shown up week to week. This game wasn't there was no difference in this game. Tony Pollard is 12 for 51 yards, 4.3 average. Rico Dowdle 2 for 8. Dak Prescott 6 for 14. Like, our run game is struggling right now. I don't know if our run game would have made that much of a difference in the win, because I still think this was a very clinch game. Guys like Terrence Steele were a bigger issue for us today than the Tony Pollard in the run game. But I think if we're looking at an area that we absolutely need to be looking at and improving upon, it's our run game.
No, but you're right. If you average 4.5 yards instead of the 3.5 yards we averaged tonight, it changes.
You're going to get first downs a lot. Yeah, you're going to get more first downs.
So that is something that is fair. But TB20 did average 4.5, or almost 4.5 yards.
Yeah, the 15 long, I think, saved him that one decent run.
Yeah, well, sorry.
He had a couple nice ones.
He had two decently long yards that I think helped his average up. But
only got 12 carries.
This was one of those games where I was like, fuck, I do miss Zeke. In a game like today, this is where Zeke would have punched the ball through.
Not even that, the fucking pass blocking point of him.
You don't miss Zeke. You miss what Zeke brought to the table.
Yeah, I thought Lepke was going to be Lepke and the crew were going to help bring Zeke's numbers abroad, and it just hasn't happened.
Well, Dak was sacked 5 times, a couple at the very end. Jalen Hurts is sacked 3 times. Dak outplayed Jalen Hurts. If you go purely by stats,
read them out.
Dak had a very good game. 29 for 44, 374 yards, baller game with 3 touchdowns and no interceptions.
Dak Prescott had no interceptions.
No.
Dak Prescott is an interception machine. How did he get no interceptions
in a game
against
where
the best team?
Where he threw the ball 44 times.
And he was a penis head away from a 4th touchdown. That's Schoonmaker.
Yes.
It was that much away from being a 4th touchdown.
Yeah.
So, and then Jalen Hurts, I don't know, didn't look very special. 207 yards, 9 yards an average, 2 touchdowns. The main takeaway from this game, there was no turnovers. I had said in the third, I said in the third quarter, the first turnover, whatever team turns the ball over first or takes the ball away is going to win this game. And it just never happened.
You know where we needed the call to go in our favor was when I think Swift fumbled.
Yeah.
But he recovered it. That argument. And analysis.
I think there was another fumble closer to the end. I don't know. It was a whirlwind of a game, and it was probably the most exciting Cowboys game of the year.
Oh,
yeah.
It came down to the very last play of the game.
Here's what I learned, though, is like,
just sucks to lose.
If the Cowboys play like this against most teams, they're going to come up with a victory. They played a really good team. And
NFL.
I do think it's the best team in the NFL. And, man, I thought it was going to be a blowout, and the Cowboys surprised me and came back and made a game of it. So as much as it's a loss and not good because it's a loss in our own division as well, I still feel confident coming out of this game about the rest of the season. Totally changes my idea of what we're going to have to do, because now, you know, I'm fully bit into we're going to have to win that fucking, what is it, the
their next, I don't know.
The playoff. I don't know.
I don't know.
The playoff game.
Wild card game?
Wild card.
Yeah, yeah, right now we're more than likely
going to
be a wild card.
We're going to the wild card.
More than likely.
Yeah.
The Eagles do have a tough, and I don't even want to talk about the Eagles much, about their going forward, because I said to you guys, I don't know if I said this going on, error if I even said this while we're on. I hate having to want another team to do what we need to do, right?
Like,
if we win today, if the Cowboys win today, they can pretty much control their destiny. They can control what spot they're going to finish. Now you need a lot of help from a bunch of other teams to win the division. It's looking more and more like the Cowboys are going to be a wild card team, probably the top wild card team, which would put them in the 5th seed, where we end up playing still really good football teams. Like, we're going to play in the first round in the wild card, we're going to play against a good football team instead of controlling our own destiny.
Yeah.
The Llama Gamer says the Eagles had 3 fumbles and recovered all 3 of them.
That's rare.
Right.
Yeah, that's rare. You just need one of those, too, to just completely turn the game. One thing I want to talk about before we go away or before we get off track is that sequence at the end of the game. To me, it was the biggest turning point. It was the last thing of the game. We had the defense got the ball back to the offense with 59 seconds left. Cowboys have zero timeouts left. We marched down with some helps with penalties. There was a few penalties. There was one on Michael Gallup. There was one, I forget what the other one was, but they were warranted penalties, right? We get down to first and five with 20 seconds left in the game, and you're expecting to have at least a couple pretty good chances in the end zone, right? Like 27 seconds left when you're on the five-yard line, you should be able to get four plays off. All four with only needing 5 yards. That's really, really, really good odds. It didn't end up turning out that way. We ended up being third and 26 on our 26-yard line with 5 seconds left, essentially needing a Hail Mary pass. That was completed, but completed just a little bit short. And to me, that was something that I'm going to rewatch that sequence of events a couple times probably up to the game against the Giants next week. But what did you guys think was the biggest play or biggest thing that happened in the game?
Well, go ahead.
For me, honestly, it was Dak Prescott stepping out on that 2-point conversion. I'm not throwing it on his shoulders, but had they have made that 2-point conversion, which he would have easily made if his foot was shifted 2-3 inches.
If he had my size feet?
Yeah.
If he had size nine and a half?
If he had little goat feet like me and you, he would have easily, like, still have made in this trajectory that he was, like, launching his body, he would have still made that 2-point conversion.
Yep.
I think then that would have changed the whole pace of what the Cowboys would have needed to do, because they were like, no, we need to go score a touchdown instead of just we need to get into Aubrey's range.
Which they did multiple times after.
Which they were in. So,
yeah, lots of times.
Yeah. So I think that was, to me, the biggest thing. And it's
Footgate,
it happened. I think Dak played with amazing effort tonight, though, so it's not a knock on him.
No, it's just tough. Yeah. The biggest play was probably where his foot was out.
Yeah, exactly.
But to even be in that situation, he still has to play his balls off, which he did. He had a great game. Dak had a very good game.
Yeah.
I know that because he's my fantasy quarterback. That's absolutely killing Adam right now in fantasy football.
I don't care. I'll lose. Yeah, I actually liked a lot of the play calls that Dallas was doing tonight. And it didn't go our way. You had a fucking size 17 foot go out of bounds when it needed to stay in bounds. I think the Scooney no touchdown was hard. Terrence Steele just fucking struggled. And then the undisciplinedness of our team. We had a lot of flags. There were a lot of unfair flags. I don't agree with AJ in terms of, like, I think you can blame the refs, but every game there's going to be someone that's causing the refs. This way, the ref just weren't in our favor, and that's just how it goes.
The only thing I don't like is the missed calls on Micah being held. And it's just it's been that way since his rookie season. There is multiple video evidence proof of Micah Parsons being held on numerous plays, and he never gets a flag. And that does drive me a little bit bonkers.
Yeah.
Well, I remember listening to a professional NFL player. So this is a shitty story because I can't remember who it is. But
this is a shitty story, but let's just go.
In agreeance with what you just said, Ant, they were saying, like, yeah, a ref could call a penalty pretty much on every single NFL play.
I just feel like Micah needs to get one every 10.
No. And that's the thing is, like, I wonder if he falls into that kind of, like, well, we let these type of plays go. Like, you know, each year they slide the rule of where you're actually going to call the penalty on. So it's like, the first time that they made the holding rule, it was, like, very strict. And then the year after that, they let it slide. And now we're in fucking 2024, 2023.
But then you get penalties on a guy like Schoonmaker, who the play had already passed him.
Yeah.
and his hands inside. I just want consistency. That's the only knock. Again, I don't believe that the refs either won or lost this game.
No.
I'd rather see less penalties. I just let them fucking go at it, unless it's a completely everyone there but sees it. Let it go.
But this is
Hey, yo.
Nate Dogg's in the house.
Nate Dogg, sup. This is a good argument, though, for, like, if you're going to promote the game so much for football that it's or create the game that it's going to benefit a quarterback and a passing game, they want big plays. That's why they've gone very harsh on pass interference rules, right?
Yep.
Over the last, say, 10 years, 20 years, whatever it might be. Then why not? Well,
good thing you left that vape.
I had a good point, dude.
Okay, let's get.
I didn't say anything.
No, you did not.
You stalled. You stalled. He just faked himself up.
I looked over at him, and it's like I was not able to look at him.
Okay, well, final thoughts on the games, fellas. What are our final thoughts here?
Final thoughts. Ted Jones in the chat can suck a big fat D. That's my final thought.
I agree. I don't even know what he's doing, but I agree. Ted Jones in the chat can suck a big old D.
He's just a crusty Cowboys fan.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Boot him out.
No, I'm not gonna. I don't. We don't boot.
Yeah,
we don't
you're right.
Boot,
unless
boot.
You say any. Unless there's racism or sexual harassment, we're gonna be the only people sexual harassing.
Yeah. That's right.
My final thought of the game outside, like just a lot of individual bad decisions were made. Terrence Steele, we're looking at you. I think Michael Gallup's drop.
I got all four eyes on that motherfucker.
Yeah, Anth has his Oculus Meta glasses. I think Michael Gallup's drop third down was a bigger fuck that wobbly ball over the CD. But I honestly think the biggest play that we needed was Dak Prescott's 2-point, because that would have put us in the field goal, and those floppy feet went out. I think that was the clincher. And then whatever the hell happened at the end of the game.
Yeah. AJ.
It literally was like the last fucking 4 minutes of the game.
It was a whirlwind. The game was a whirlwind. It was a roller coaster ride for sure.
I don't know. Come back. Keep playing like this, Cowboys. That's what they need to do. And this was a very tough team to play against. We came within one touchdown of victory, and ultimately I think probably could have had a victory if there were a few corrections.
Little ball bounce is different.
Ball bounces a little bit different for us. That being said, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to make excuses. But it's a tougher ride to the end of the season now.
Yep.
So
hey, we're 5-3. A lot of season left. We still have another. What is it? 9 games left.
Yep.
We're going to be here for every single one of them. We will be
except
for Thanksgiving, because we will be live on location Thanksgiving. But hey, we're battling it out. It was a battle of a game. We will be back. The Can Fan podcast show, whatever you want to call it.
Here's the one thing I was gonna just as you're calling us out, I just want to say this. JT asked in the chat if there's anything Dallas could do moving forward. What do y'all think it is? I think we just play exactly the way that we played today, minus those stupid individual errors like Terrence Steele, because I did like how aggressive we looked on offense, and I thought our defense was able to shut them down to the point where we were in the ball game the whole time. Anyways, go to the call.
I'm not calling. It's your turn. You're calling out now.
Hey, if you're out there and if you're not a Cowboys fan, tell them to go fuck yourself.
No, whoa.
That was it? That you just went right for it?
No. Listen.
Hey.
Go for it, AJ.
If you are someone out there who thinks that the Cowboys suck, but you know someone who thinks that, then you tell them to go fuck themselves!
Woo! Fuck the Eagles.
Peace out, Chad.
Fuck the Eagles.
We're running this back next week.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Don't you worry about it.
We'll be back Wednesday. Boosh, baby.